Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to the Broadcast in Politics, Siskel and Falzone Hour. We are here tonight. And we're ready to have another exciting host. Hold on. Welcome to another exciting moment here in the Siskel and Falzone Hour. Welcome, Mark. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. And how about you?
Good, good, good. We have a lot to
yes,
talk about.
Yes, I just
tonight.
Wanted wait, have a news bulletin. I wanted to alert our listeners. Domestic terror groups have been identified. And we will name them as the following: the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, the NSA, et cetera. This has been a public service broadcast. Thank you.
Very good, very good. Tonight we have a fantastic guest. It's been confirmed that he'll be here. His name is Andrew Gruhl, California chef. Refused to close restaurants and calls Governor Newsom from California an a-hole. Wow. He's an American chef, television personality who has appeared as a judge on Food Network, Food Truck, Face Off, and is the founder and executive chef of Slapfish, a seafood restaurant franchise based out of Huntington Beach, California. So the latest on the pandemic. We have received notification that there's a very good chance that in the state of New Jersey that the strike force, Murphy strike force, is going to hit a lot of the towns in South Jersey this coming week, because they have not met the 70% vaccination rate that is supposed to be achieved, which basically the White House has come out and said that they will not achieve. So the strike force, I love the way they call it, the strike force is going to be hitting South Jersey, Mark. That's your territory, South Jersey.
Well, no, I'm actually Central Jersey.
Okay, Central.
But
well,
I have a son that lives down there, and South Jersey has terrific and had terrific Tea Party groups, very influential. I was fortunate enough to be invited one year to be a speaker, and every local politician attended or else, and the place was packed. And it was a huge hall. It was actually at that Grand Hotel, you know, that's down in Cape May.
Oh,
and that's
Cape
as
May,
South
yeah,
Jersey
yeah.
as you get. But
that's the end of Route 18.
Yeah, well, that's down by Eatontown, yeah.
Yeah, correct. Yep.
You know, down there, Wall, et cetera. No, but I'm talking Cape May is like it. It's South Jersey.
Oh, no.
You know,
next stop
is Delaware or the Atlantic.
I had a couple of clients down in Cape May.
So, nice.
So I had to do some work over there. So, yeah, I know. It's the end. And if you go north, you go all the way down to the New York Thruway. That's the end of New Jersey. You can actually make it from one end of Jersey to the other. But anyway, let me bring in Mr. Gruhl.
Sure.
What's the rant of the week, Mark?
The rant of the week? Okay, let's rant about one of my favorites, Dick Book. You know, others know it as Facebook. I always refer to it. And it's catching on. I see other people that I really, you know, are just Facebook friends using that term. So, I'm just out of Facebook jail. I don't heed anything that they want me to do. I don't give a damn, you know. It's been identified that they're, you know, these H-1B visa, third world, non-American, overly educated folks. You know, I've seen them at AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in some ways they're very effective. In some ways they're totally ineffective.
Right. Well,
you know, but so my point is, I got put in jail because someone was commenting about all the rabid scum Democrats, and I was like, yeah, hang them all. You know, I meant like proverbially, you know, legally, whatever. I was put in Facebook jail for being violent. You know, I was like, idiot. You know, you don't understand the lingo. Hello. So that's what my rant is going to be on.
So what do you think about what I just mentioned about your governor, Murphy, sending out – I love those.
Yeah, I don't know. What are they going to do, stop people on the street? What the hell is that? I'll tell someone like that, get lost. So maybe I'll go down there just to do that.
Well, if you listen to the president of the Philippines, he told his people – you either take the jab or you're going to prison.
Well, and that's where that type of government gets you. You know, the Democrats are probably sitting around in admiration of that, the sons of bitches.
Yeah. And then the Pakistani government just said to their people, if you don't take the jab, you will not have self-service and we will take your paycheck.
Wow. Well, you know, that's that part of the world. God bless America.
Well, the thing is, as much as I agree with you on that about God bless America, we have individuals like Christy Whitmer in Michigan, Newsom in California, Wolfie in Pennsylvania, Cuomo in New York, Murphy in New Jersey, Katie Brown in Oregon. And
these governors, I have to say this. You're talking about a rant. I have to say this. These governors, for political reasons, allow the deaths of what? Is it over 25,000 between the states?
Mm-hmm.
Just sickening.
Yeah. Well, all these governments have been told by the powers to be, because, you know, Joe Biden wanted to get to 70% vaccination rate. Right now in the U.S., supposedly, the current vaccination is at 56.5%. I think
in that 40-something percent.
I think that's an inflated number. Because as I go around, I see more people that are still wearing their masks, okay, consistently. But all these governments have been told that they have to achieve a high percentage, like a 70% rate vaccination. So I'm hearing rumors that Joe Biden did not meet those numbers, and that he's in trouble. He will not see a second. He will not be reelected again.
So, reelected again? I don't even see him finishing out this term. Are you kidding?
Well, as I said, this is the rumor I'm hearing, that he had a goal. They implemented. They basically demanded that he achieve a 70% vaccination rate before July
4th. Who's they?
The powers to be, the people that put him in there. Okay. The pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, the Chinese,
the Bill Gates of the world, the people that really are in control. These are just puppets. The governors, the mayors, the president, even most of the politicians are just puppets of the people behind the scenes. So
except for our Donnie Trump, baby.
Well, that's the reason he was not reelected, because he went against the system. You go against the system, you don't move forward. It keeps you down.
I know. It's not over.
Yeah. And but getting back to another important part that I don't know if anyone out there has been listening, but this whole thing with the four British pilots from British Airways, this is heating up. This is taking big – it's becoming a bit, very big, except in the U.S. Four British pilots, because British Airways has mandated that every pilot, every staff, stewardess, flight attendants, they have to basically take the jab. If they don't take the jab, they're out of a job, okay? They will not be flying. They will not be flying. They will not be able to. So what do they do to make that happen? So all these airlines basically provided an incentive, just like Governor Murphy with his beer and his Krispy Kreme and dinner in Belmar at the beach. They told each pilot that they would give them extra pay, $2,000 a month, if they would take the jab. So four pilots died in 1 week after taking the jab. Of course, British Airways.
Really? Yeah, I hadn't heard that one. It was successfully suppressed for me.
Well, it's basically suppressed and censored by a lot of people in the media here. So British Airways is basically trying to not allow the media, people like us who investigate, to make sure that doesn't really get out there. Well, it's getting out there tonight. It's getting out there. I mean, and we also are looking into three Delta Airlines pilots that have had not died, but they've had complications. Because what happens is a lot of these airlines are saying that vaccinated people are more at risk of getting a blood clot. And these pilots basically had issues with the blood clot. And if you are at such a high level in the air and you have a so-called jab that basically creates spike protein in your system, and you're up in the air, from what I've been told and what I've been explained by the doctor, it basically complicates. It complicates, and you can the spike protein can hit your chest. It can hit anywhere, and you can basically be you can die. So airlines have backed away, Mark. They have backed away from mandating the. Remember, they were pushing the mandatory vaccination.
I think the only reason they backed off because now they're afraid of lawsuits.
Well, they're afraid because right now the blood clots are basically more permissible individuals that have been vaccinated than non-vaccinated. That's the only reason why. So
you think they give a crap about people? I don't. I think they're just worried about lawsuits and they just want to shut the door on it and they don't want any more.
No, that's But that's what I'm getting at. That's one of the reasons why they're backing away from asking everyone who gets on a plane to show their papers. Because anyway, 254-654. Do you have a question or a comment in regards to what we're discussing while we're waiting for the chef Andrew to come on board?
Is Andrew there?
Not yet. I okay. haven't. Yeah, but if you have a comment or a question regarding.
Regarding the vaccination?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I already had the virus, so I don't need it. That's my comment.
Oh, okay. And I guess you survived, huh?
Yeah, with
How bad was it? How bad was it?
It was like having a stem cell transplant, except I had double pneumonia. That was it.
Oh, okay.
And after all the tests I had, after I recovered 3 months, actually my cancer was better. My cancer cells went down. My hemoglobins went up, and my kidney function was better.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, otherwise you really came out of it strong.
Yes, stronger than I was before.
Good, good. God bless America.
That's,
yep.
Yeah. Yep. It wouldn't happen anywhere else. But I think one of the things, Mark, that we haven't really, because I guess every week, one of the things that we haven't spoken about is how do you feel about the way our country is going? I mean, the economy. The crime rate that's happening all over. There are some people that are basically indicating that a lot of the violence is due to a lot of the individuals that are basically taking the jab. You know, we just had an incident with one individual who went crazy after taking the jab. He rammed his boat into someone else, and it was everyone saying that it had to do with once he took the jab.
I'll tell you what, my view, I am not taking a shot for a germ with a 99.8% survival rate. Are you kidding me? The survival rate has to be less for the damn vaccine. Has to be.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, 99.8. And why people are urged to get the shot is beyond me with survival rate like that. So I'm not getting the shot ever. Kiss my fanny. No. And my politics have nothing to do with it.
Not even if they give you a year subscription to Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, no, I'm not so much into sweets.
How about
beer or the dinner? You know what? No, thank you. My morals and character don't come that cheap.
Okay, so that's what I found. Very interesting. Again, Governor Murphy from the state of New Jersey is going to be in all these towns this coming week. And the strike force, as he called it, the strike force will be there.
Yeah, but these leftist idiots overblow things, just like the Muslim terrorist announcements. You know, I find them very similar, all blowhard.
Right. No,
what is it going to have? Three teams of nurses out there or something?
Well, I'm going to quote what Governor Murphy said. The state is sending a strike team into towns where vaccine rates are lagging. They will work and knock on doors this weekend in Howell, Middletown, and Monmouth County, Lakewood, Toms River, Brick, Jackson, in Ocean County, all South Jersey.
I'm in. Hey, that's my town. Well, you mentioned one of my town in there.
Well, that's what your governor is going to be sending the strike force.
Yeah, well, they knock on my door. I'm going to tell him no.
He's not kidding. He's not kidding. I mean,
I know.
The counties.
Okay,
the
great.
Counties that
I tell you what, these people, I don't see him covering all those towns. You would need like over 1,000 people.
Yes. Hold on. 605.
You know, just my town alone, Middletown, huge. Middletown is the largest one on that list.
Yes, Middletown. It's a big town. 605-202, do you have a comment? Hello?
I'm listening. I came by, saw your show, figured I'd drop by, see if you guys were interested in that.
So I haven't heard your voice in a while. How's it going with, what do you think about the current pandemic situation?
I think it's bullshit. I think when you have the reason.
Good. Touché,
I think that
baby.
Americans are mathematically illiterate because of the 2% mortality rate, which is supposedly the official death rate given by the CDC. I just took out my spreadsheet and I calculated at the time they had supposedly around 500,000 deaths from COVID and a 2% mortality rate. So then I did a little figuring, and in order to have a 2% across the board, well, it's not across the board, 2% mortality rate, you have to have the senior population die at a rate of about 6%, 7%, which they're going to die anyway if they're over 65, and if they had underlying problems. Then that meant that the rest of the American population below the age of 65 would have to have a mortality rate of 0.0001% in order for the 2% mortality rate to be configured throughout all demographics. So right then and there, it shows you that the CDC or the government or both trying to lock down the entire nation for something which is less dangerous than tuberculosis. As a matter of fact, I think tuberculosis killed more people last year, which is a contagious disease, than COVID.
Right.
So this lockdown, this COVID, is nonsense. And then when you have Nobel chemistry winners or winners in medicine saying that the vaccine itself is dangerous. When you have the former director of Pfizer and the former head official of, I think, AstraZeneca or the other maker, Johnson & Johnson, both saying that their vaccines are dangerous, when are people going to wake up and get a clue? The vaccines are killing you.
Well,
24,000 people so far have died.
Yeah, and you made a great point, but it's interesting. In Israel has one of the highest vaccination rates in the world. They're reinstating the mask mandate because the people that are actually passing away are the vaccinated people. That report just came out today. So
well, there's another clue.
And the other part was that finally the FDA is putting a label, a warning label, regarding Pfizer and Moderna vaccination regarding the inflammation. The inflammation of the heart due to. They're putting a warning label.
Yeah, blood clots.
The blood clots and other. If people cannot see that, and then these four British pilots, that I was mentioning earlier, four British pilots that are definitely going to be, you know, I can see one pilot dying. I can see two. Four in the same week?
Yeah, wow.
Well, like I...
That's
yeah, well, like I
go,
said,
go ahead,
24,000
yeah.
people have died. Now, if you go to the VAERS website, somebody told me this.
Yeah.
I didn't verify this. Somebody told me that at the CDC VAERS website, where people can call in to talk about adverse reactions to whatever types of medicines that they're taking. Supposedly, 3.5 million people have called in about adverse reactions. I'm not sure if there were only adverse reactions to the vaccines, but at least 200,000 have been reported to that site about adverse reactions to the vaccine, and 24,000 people have died. That's not a 95% safety rate that is being bragged about by the CDC and by Trump. I used to be a supporter of Trump. He's a great president, but for him to come out and say that these vaccines are safe, I have to have a second opinion about his insight.
I agree. I totally agree. I was very disappointed in him making those comments. But the other part, I mean, it's not just happening here. It's happening all over. In Norway, 23 seniors who had just taken the vaccine, boom, passed away. I can see one. I can see two. 23? You know
in a very short span of time. Sure.
Yeah. And you're right about the VAERS.
It should make people
wake
up. Oh,
yeah.
The VAERS or the VAERS?
The VAERS, I get a lot of my information from there, and I actually go in there and look at each case. And you're right. I mean, that if people would take the time to do that, they would find out the things that are happening are just it's incredible. But, you know, it's a money-making thing, you know. And now they're basically convincing the masses, saying now this Delta variant, this Indian variant, or South African, or UK, now we need to they're preparing them. Now you're going to need a booster. Hey, more money. You got to take another one.
That's
so
right.
It's just a money-making control power grabber. What do you think?
It's even worse than that. I think it's a depopulation mechanism. I think it probably is a bioweapon. The FDA did not approve it. I'm not calling it an experimental gene therapy, which is a misnomer. It's not a therapy. The inserts that you get with the vials, where when you go to a store, and I don't understand how certain people would be allowed to puncture your body with a syringe and put a vaccine, a so-called vaccine, in your body. But nevertheless, the inserts say it is not approved by the FDA. It was rushed through. They didn't give the people all the data that they've been working on coronavirus for years. Coronavirus is, I think, a derivative of the flu. You can't get rid of the flu. You can't get rid of the cold. But now they're coming out with the virus that's supposed to get rid of this. I don't believe it, especially with physicians talking about how dangerous it is. But I don't blame the people. I don't blame the people for being sheep. That's the purpose of brainwashing, of propaganda, of mainstream media, to get inside your head and to use that propaganda to keep you thinking that the government is there to protect you. I don't think so.
254-654, what do you think about those comments?
Comments? I think he's right. I think it's a biochemical warfare that came through, and now they're trying to protect themselves, and they're probably giving them a shot. Whatever it is, it's probably the same thing that was up in the air for the biochemical warfare. And I'm not going to get a shot, but like I said, I already had my virus. I'm not even going to attempt to.
But you know what they're going to do for those. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I'm listening.
what they're going to do is that, and it's already being implemented now, certain industries like the airlines industry, certain restaurants, they're saying you cannot get on board the airline, you can't get inside the restaurant unless you have your vaccine passport. Just like 1939 in Germany, when they said, let me see your papers. So even if you're not vaccinated, even if you have been have the antibodies which are going to resist the so-called dangerous COVID pathogens, they won't let you in. They won't bring back the old normal unless you have the passport. So in order to be able to go to a restaurant, to send your kids to school, to practically even see a doctor, to apply for a job, to walk around, you're going to need this passport. And to have this passport, you're going to need to be vaccinated. And once you're vaccinated, forget it. Your lifespan has been reduced by about 10 years.
Go ahead.
I would say boycott whoever wants, just don't go there. Boycott the restaurants that want that and go to the ones that are, you have your freedom.
Well, of course, but they're going to mandate it across the board over a short period of time. They're not going to allow just one or two restaurants to say, no, you can't come in. They're going to influence the rest of the airlines, the rest of the restaurants, the bars, the gyms, social clubs, schools. You will not be allowed to come in unless you're vaccinated.
I'm sure they'll do that. Then everybody's going to have to get creative and start cooking at home.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, the airlines initially were going to push for the vaccination papers, but like I had mentioned earlier, they have discovered that a lot of the vaccinated individuals can develop blood clots at a high altitude. So they're backing away from that because of lawsuits. So for the moment, I think that that's a big I can see everyone else. I agree with you on that. I think the airlines now are running short on money, and they're running short on staff, because if you notice this past couple of weeks, they've been canceling flights, and a lot of that has to do, and they're even canceling flights towards July because they don't have enough staff. They furlough a lot of the staff, and now a lot of their staff are also getting sick because they did mandate, and they're still mandating for every staff member to get vaccinated. But the vaccination passports, that's been put on hold now.
Well, maybe for the airlines and because of the condition of being up in the air. But some way the government will come in and and put their foot down on the airlines and say, hey, it's safe to fly now. And they'll give the airlines immunity. So in case anybody does drop dead mid-flight, United Airlines won't be held responsible. That'll probably be the next step. So to me, as far as I'm concerned, this is just a method of annihilation. You can't take a look at it and say, this is meant to protect the American people from this pandemic. Again, if you have only a 2% mortality rate, no. And if you notice, they never told us what the contagion rate was. In other words, how contagious is it? If it's not especially contagious, then a 2% mortality rate, I don't see how they came up with a 500,000 figure. So,
well,
all of this
I think what they're doing. Yeah, I think what they're doing is they're counting all the patients that are either cancer patients, diabetes, Alzheimer's. They're putting all those patients in together. You know, now if you sneeze, you got COVID. If you chew the wrong way, it's COVID. If you laugh, it's COVID. Everything, no one else gets sick from anything else but COVID. And it's again a mind control. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you were right about the money. when COVID was the fear du jour of America, they were paying hospitals $3,000 to list people if they had COVID, and I think it was $33,000 if they report on the death certificate that somebody died of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, everybody who had cancer, diabetes, tuberculosis, shotgun wounds, everybody was dying of COVID. Nobody died from the flu anymore. You know, nobody diabetes was cured. You notice that? Nobody had diabetes anymore because everybody had COVID.
732-539, do you have a comment or question?
Yes, but I can't remember what it was. I was talking about New Jersey because I live there. And I live in Monmouth County. And Murphy's going to be coming around knocking on the doors, or his people, looking for us to get vaccinated. Is that the case of what's happening?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Yes.
Yeah, he called them strike forces.
And when they come and strike, like knocking on the door or something like that, and you say, oh, no, thank you, do they just leave or they try and get you? I don't understand that part.
Well, they can start imitating the president of the Philippines. He said either you get vaccinated or you go to prison. You choose. You know.
He's
you
being
know the,
facetious, man.
Yeah. No, no,
no.
You
can't,
I don't know,
you can't put people in prison.
You want to bet on that, miss? They're doing it in Australia. They're yanking people out of their homes.
Exactly. It's happening all over the world.
And
yeah,
I know everybody's
right
mentality is, well, it can't happen here. Come on.
Well,
you got to wake up. This is not America anymore. All right?
He,
the home of the free,
right.
Land of the brave.
Yeah, you're right. And what I try to mention to a lot of folks is, you know, whatever is happening around the world, the people in power here, the politicians, they're looking at that and they're saying, if they can do it, we can do it. The only difference here is that here more people have weapons. In a lot of these countries, they do not have anything. The government controls everything. I mean, look at Pakistan. Pakistan said, Pakistan's government told their people, because people in other countries are also hesitating. They said, if you don't take it, we're going to take your cell phone service and we're going to basically take your salary. Okay? This is not a United States issue. This is a global issue. And as you, as 605 mentioned, this is a depopulation issue. And as more people understand that, you'll have a better understanding of where this is going. Anyone there wants to, you know, add or say you're incorrect, you know, I'm willing to, but I don't think I'm wrong.
You're not wrong. That's why they want to have a cashless society here in the United States. If you notice, some stores are refusing cash. They're going
mm-hmm.
to go to digital currency, means they control you. If you don't do what the government says, your credit cards, your debit cards, geez, look at this. They're canceled. How did that happen? If you don't think it can happen here, well, you better take a look at history. Take a look at the classified documents released by the website called the National Security Archives. And you talk about what the CIA has done to Americans. For example, the stealth sterilization of women up until 1974. The overthrow of the Shah of Iran, how the CIA has interfered with the politics of other countries. COINTELPRO by J. Edgar Hoover, taking a look into the activities of activists, the hippies and the yippies and the yuppies, and Martin Luther King back during the 60s. Our government agencies have a sordid history of deceit and nefarious activities against the American people. Franklin Roosevelt, 1933, during the Depression. What did he do? He ordered that all Americans turn in their gold. For what reason? So I think people should take a look at the trend of that. We as Americans, we should be allowed to have the 10 Bill of Rights exercised at all times. But our taxes keep going up. Our inflation keeps going up. Our right to free speech, censorship is tremendous on social media. Anything you say wrong against the government or against the vaccines or against Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, you're banned. Now, that's right there in your face. So people should wake up. I understand the reluctance because people, they do admit that, yes, the corrupt government is corrupt at city level, state levels, et cetera, but they don't believe and don't want to believe that Congress will sell America down the river for a few million dollars to anybody who purchases their lack of allegiance. Very hard. But if you can understand that's what they will do and have done, then the rest just seems to make sense.
Very well said. And that's why I think, Mark, what you were mentioning about initially about the FBI and the different, the DOJ, 605 just basically gave a really good history of what they've done.
Yeah, they're domestic terrorist organizations. There they are.
You're right. Yep. It's not us. It's the law enforcement agencies. And again, don't believe me. Go to the National Security Archives. Google it. Go to their website. Declassified government documents will reveal the kind of nefarious activities our government has been involved in for decades against the American people and against the other people of the world.
Definitely. Now, one of the things that is also of concern besides this whole pandemic is the shortage of chips, the shortage of plywood, the whole current economic situation. Anyone out there, what do you think this is heading, the direction? I know the cashless society. I'm aware of that. I'm aware of the Great Reset. What do you think in the short term or in the long term, where is this going?
Well, hyperinflation is going to be the goal. And the prices of commodities have risen, I think, over 100% for some commodities. And this is just the beginning. We are in the Marxist grip of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the people that control them, which are the lobbyists.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody listening is familiar with the central banks, then you know what I'm talking about. Then you're familiar with the Rothschilds.
Yes.
Okay. So not just you guys. I'm talking about your listening audience.
Yeah.
People
Ooh, you
who
know
don't
what?
Do the research.
Wait, hold on. I can tell you a great Rothschild story. If you want to hear how deep they run. This was from a World War II squadron commander, decorated veteran. And, you know, if you're familiar with the Air Force, you know, these squadrons take off with primary, secondary, and tertiary targets. And sometimes you can't even find those. And he said we would drop our bombs in the English Channel. He said, but now on the way home from several missions, he noticed this massive industrial facility, huge. And he's wondering, what the hell are we doing flying inland, you know, and taking casualties when there's massive factory? So like his 20-something mission, none of their targets could be hit. So they're on the way home loaded with bombs. So he was like, what an opportunity. So he directs the squadron to this massive facility, and they blast it. He said they were waiting for him when they landed. They called him in. They immediately relieved him of duty. You know, he had like a three more missions to go. I forget where the target was, 25, something like that. He had a few more to go. They relieved him of that. They didn't do anything negative to him. They just reassigned him, you know, stuck him in some desk position somewhere. But, and then he found out after the war that it was a Rothschild manufacturing facility.
Correct. So, Rothschilds are, they control all the banks all over the world. As a matter of fact, when I was in Basel, Switzerland, I got to know that there's a bank that controls all the central banks in the world. And it's called IBIS, and their headquarters is there. And that's a Rothschild. The Rothschilds own that. I was informed.
Well, the Rothschilds invented central banking. They started out by loaning Napoleon gold when he needed gold for his wars. So they realized they can make more money with international loans than they could with the normal banking. And they've been around for centuries. So any country that has a central bank, just like ours, is being run by that central bank. This country is being run by our central bank, the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve have answers to no one. It's part of their charter. They're under no judicial review, even though the head of the Fed does his political theater every once in a while and goes to Congress and answers some of their questions. Then he or she goes back to the Fed, and they manipulate the currency. So they've been sucking billions.
The Federal Reserve is not part of they're not part of the U.S. government. A lot of folks believe that the Fed is part of the federal government. It's not.
Mm-mm. No, it isn't.
Yeah.
It's an independent entity. It's a power which I wish I had. I wish I could be free from any law enforcement agency or any judgment from a court. They are. They're not part of the government. They run the currency through interest rates, fractional reserve, the discount window. And again, they are not obligated to show the government how they spend their money and what they do with the currency. They're free from judicial review. So,
correct.
And if you actually take a look at the way that the Fed operates, it operates on a most nonsensical, irrational economic basis that ever lived. Instead of having the Treasury print the money to give to the agencies that need them, the Federal Reserve makes the Treasury borrow money, put us into debt. We have $21 trillion worth of debt, and if the Federal Reserve was eliminated, not just ordered, but eliminated. You know how much debt we would have?
Go ahead.
Zero.
Zero.
$0. No debt. Because if you print the money and you give it to the agency instead of borrowing it, you don't owe anybody money. Therefore, no debt.
Right.
Not one dime.
Right. Now, this whole thing with the with Joe Biden with the 70% vaccination goal, as I mentioned in briefly in the monologue, there's some rumors going around that that the globalists are not happy with him not achieving that 70%. I think that that's one of the things that a lot of folks don't understand, that the globalists are the ones, the lobbyists, those are the ones that actually control our puppet politicians.
Very true.
Oh, yeah.
Corporations.
Go ahead, sir.
Nothing. No.
I was going to say, those, it just dawned on me, those areas in Jersey that you listed, those are all Republican areas.
Yes, they are.
This county, at this county in this vicinity, is so gerrymandered and carved up that even the town that I live in is split into two different congressional districts.
Right.
So it's all Republican areas.
Well, don't look
at you. What's the vaccination rate in the urban areas further north? Yeah, I wonder what that is.
Oh, it's
you know, is he sending the strike team there?
Oh, it's
no,
high.
He's not
it's
sending
high.
It to Republican areas.
That's being done on purpose.
It duh.
Yeah. So I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. South Jersey tends to be more Republican and conservative and libertarian. And, you know, when I – that doesn't surprise me at all. 254-654, any comment?
No, not at this time, but I will say something, that the government has been corrupt the whole time they've been in.
Words of wisdom.
That's mm-hmm. right. Excellent, excellent comment.
That's right, going yeah. back centuries.
Excellent, excellent. So what do you see in the last 6 minutes that we have? Where do you see this going right now? I think we're entering the next phase of this pandemic, and I think they're going to really show their power and try to enforce. And I think eventually...
Well, they're enforcing it already.
Yes.
There are restaurants and
yes.
And I think some other in another defiant entrepreneur. Oh, yeah. It was the church in, I think it was, oh, yeah, the church in Canada that was run by a Polish minister. And
yes,
they came over there
Alberta.
To say to him that he couldn't. Yeah. So they
Alberta.
Dragged him out and... Yeah, they made an example out of him. There were some restaurants in New York who said no to the mayor, de Blasio, and they got shut down, I think, fined. Maybe he's going to go to jail. So they're not too happy with the people who do the resistance, but people do have to resist. And in terms of what your question is, the next phase, the Delta variant is a part of the phase. They had the British South African variant, the British variant. They're going to come out with all kinds of variants in order to justify, actually rationalize, their mandate of everybody getting vaxxed. But what people don't realize is that those who are vaxxed, according to some so-called experts, I don't know if they're experts or not, but they say those who are vaxxed, even, they shed
mm-hmm.
onto other people either the pathogen or something that's dangerous as a result of the vaccine. So the vaccine itself is spreading a disease. So we're in deep shit.
Well, there's reports that came out today. Women in their 60s are having their periods again because they've been around.
Mm.
Individuals, other women that are shedding, and now they're having something that they didn't expect at that age. I mean, so
I didn't hear about that.
It's those reports. Menstrual periods are women that are actually having that. So it's definitely shedding is real. How dangerous? I still think we're in the early stages of that, but the actual shedding is happening. Anyway,
I read about the women who were pregnant and around people who were vaccinated, then having miscarriages.
Yes, Yes, that's another type of incident that's happened with the shedding. I think, and also one of the things that I'm looking at is the creating. And this may sound outrageous, but again, we don't know what the individuals that are in power are going to want to do because of how many people are resisting. I think there's a lot more resistance than they're telling us. So I think I wouldn't be surprised if they do have another cyber attack.
No, oh, yeah.
Anyone out there? Yeah. Another false flag. You know, to create that chaos. Because what comes with chaos? Reaction. What comes with reaction? Solution.
Government control.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Create that fear. Anyways, 732-539. Comment, question, anything.
No, you know what? In the quiet, I just want to say I want to thank our sponsor, Students for a Better Future. We always have to get that in there. Thank you very much, Students for a Better Future.
Thank you. And please donate if you can. It's a great organization.
Yes, we are a 501(c). Don't know that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that. We are a 501(c)(3).
Okay, so next week, and this is confirmed, our guest, I just got a text that saying that I had a personal issue and he could not make it. But next week, and everyone out there, I don't know if you're familiar, Robert Bork Jr., the son of Robert Bork, that famous judge that basically never got to the Supreme Court because they did a job on him. His son will be here in place of his father next week. Robert Bork.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. So I will be sending out. Yeah, Robert Bork is gonna. He's gonna talk about the pack. The Democrats trying to pack the Supreme Court. All the latest Supreme Court decisions. And basically the whole election 2020 election scandal.
That's what I wanted to ask you about. Yeah.
So Robert Bork Jr. Will be here next Thursday at 9 p.m. So everyone, thank you for being around tonight, and let's keep attentive and alert of what's going on. God bless America and God bless the world.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Good night.